narrated Amr bin Salama. We were at a place which was a thoroughfare for the people, and the caravans used to pass by us, and we would ask them, "What is wrong with the people? What is wrong with the people? Who is that man?" They would say, "That man claims that Allah has sent him as a messenger, that he has been inspired divinely, that Allah has revealed to him such and such." I used to memorize that divine talk and feel as if it was inculcated in my chest, that is, mind. And the Arabs, other than Quraysh, delayed their conversion to Islam till the conquest of Mecca. They used to say, "Leave him, that is Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his people, Quraysh. If he overpowers them, then he is a true prophet." So when Mecca was conquered, then every tribe rushed to embrace Islam, and my father hurried to embrace Islam before the other members of my tribe. When my father returned from the Prophet, peace be upon him, to his tribe, he said, "By Allah, I have come to you from the Prophet, peace be upon him, for sure." The Prophet, peace be upon him, afterwards said to them, "Offer such and such salah, prayer, at such and such time. And when the time for the salah, prayer, becomes due, then one of you should pronounce the adhan for the salah, and let the one amongst you who knows the Quran most should lead the salah, prayer." So they looked for such a person, and found none who knew more of the Quran than I, because of the Quranic verses which I used to learn from the caravans. They therefore made me their imam to lead the salah, prayer. And at that time, I was a boy of 6 or 7 years, wearing a burda, that is, a black square garment, proved to be very short for me, and my body became partly exposed. A lady from the tribe said, "Won't you cover the buttocks of your reciter for us?" So they bought a piece of cloth and made a shirt for me. I had never been so happy with anything before as I was with that shirt.